Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan at 7:01. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're about to get back into the quarterback conversation that we've been having throughout this morning. Bo and Mike are listing off the toughest QBs that we're going to be facing this season. But real quick, Bo, have you started your war against the bees yet?
Yeah, good question.
No, we've been letting things die down.
They're getting back to full strength. If you let it just die down, they're going to keep getting back to full strength.
They only lost four people.
Okay.
Or four soldiers, I should say. But what I want them to do is I want them to kind of get kind of I've called my own ceasefire with them. And so what I'm trying to allow to happen is them to take their guard down. They've been very active in the area, flying patrols actively during the day. So at night, when they're a little bit more docile, from what I've been told and read, and they're not expecting it, the squid bomber is going to fly through the air and drop a bomb on them.
And you got a bunker buster?
Well, the technology at Squid Nation has not developed a bunker buster yet, but we are going to drop our version of an A-bomb on them.
There you go.
And I plan.
Man.
And if it's going to be a drive-by of all drive-bys, because I ain't planning on getting stung anymore. I'm still itching. I'm going to be in tactical gear, right? Well, as much as I'm going to be in camo, and I'm going to have one of those, you know, those masks, your ski masks that you put on, like for, hey, I'm going to have one of those on with a rain jacket so, you know, they can't get through.
Yeah.
And the thick sweatpants.
You know the viral trend that had gone around a few months ago? Like, have you ever seen your friend run full speed?
Yes.
Like, that's what. That's what I'm. Please set a camera up for this so that we can see you take off running full speed away from this yellow jacket nest that you're going to bomb on. Like, I can't, like, it would make my day if you came in here, like, here's the video.
Well, I'm going to have
just straight cheek to cheek with the hands going full speed like Forrest Gump.
You know the mechanical headlights? Mechanic headlights they have on? I'm going to have one of those on so I can see where I'm dropping it. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be.
Please give us a video of this.
Please.
This would be
a full-scale attack.
Amy's really good with content, so maybe she can set something up.
Oh, she ain't going to be a part of this. You know that. She's not going to. Well, it is going to be at night. What I'm going to do is probably. Discussions have been talking about tonight.
No, tonight's the night.
I don't know if tonight's a good night. I think in Friday is the best bet.
Okay.
Because then I can stay up a little bit later, have a couple of drinks in me, and then Carter and I think are going to be the ones that execute this. He's in on it. He said he was in on it. So.
Nothing like having a few drinks and approaching a Yellow Jackets nest on a good Friday night.
You know what, though? I get a front row seat the next day to see how this all went down because we're going to be at Murph's on Saturday.
Crap. That's right. I do got to work Saturday.
But it's not as early. Yeah, so that's you can true. Still. But if he Joke's comes in be with on you welts when he can't talk. All over.
Yeah.
I'll definitely make sure I have the afterbite on hand. I'm sorry I forgot it this morning, but I'll make sure I definitely have it on hand for Saturday.
Oh, I'm still itching. hey, seriously. When's it stop itching? I haven't had these in a while. Stings. I just don't remember them itching this long.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm going to have to buy me a pack of cigarettes so if I get stung again, I can put the nicotine.
Oh, gosh. Well, the saga continues with the Yellow Jackets. We'll keep you updated on that as Bo makes maneuvers there. But we are going to get back to this Falcons conversation. And I want you to know these opinions come from years of experience with Mike and Bo. That's why I find them so valuable. These are not just fans in the stands. Mike has been on the line with the Falcons. Bo travels with the team with the Atlanta Falcons radio network. And you guys have gotten 5-4 listed of the QBs that you're most worried about. Bo, you had Tua and Matt Stafford. And then, Mike, you had Brock Purdy and Baker Mayfield.
Yes. And it's actually, now that you say it out loud, it's kind of shocking we didn't match this up because I think we're pulling from the same. We have the same line of thought. We just got rearranged, I think.
The top six, I have a feeling, are all the same.
I agree.
I absolutely, I would bet, is all the money in my bank account said our top six are the same.
Yeah, and I'll just start from there, and I'll go ahead and kick us back into this because I think the conversation is actually interesting. I do have, and you called it out a minute ago, I do have Matt Stafford at three. And look, I have him at 3,700 yards last year, 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Those ratios are not something that are going to light up when you look at, especially when you look at like a Baker Mayfield, who obviously I have behind Matt Stafford. But it's like I said a minute ago, he's just one of those guys when it comes time to do this thing. I also, for better or worse, take into account the situation. Obviously, you play Baker twice, but Matt Stafford's one of those guys that'll be coming back to Georgia. I think it's going to be a big deal for him to be playing in Atlanta. I think he's one of those guys that just when the game is on the line, you want the ball in his hand. And not that Baker's not that guy. I actually had trouble, and I had to talk myself out of moving Stafford up to two because I think that much of him in end of game situations and what he's been able to do over the course of his career. He's special, man. He's a special player, and he. Just from a cerebral standpoint, can break down defenses like no other. I came really close to sliding him in to that number two slot. But, yeah, Matthew Stafford's at three for me.
Yeah, well, Baker Mayfield's at three for me because the guy has finally hit his stride. He is in what we would consider the prime of his career, and he does it multiple ways. He's got enough. He's shifty enough and moves well enough to break off that random 35-yard scramble on 3rd and 18. He rushed the ball 60 times last year, or was credited with 60 rushes. 24 of those ended in a first down, and 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns. Thing about Baker is he'll give you the ball, he'll throw the ball to you. He threw it to the other team 16 times, but almost 79% of his passes.
Was it Richie Grant 2 years ago? That was
I think it was Richie Grant 2 years ago.
Richie Grant, it was real.
And look, I think we've done a good job against Tampa as far as the last few years. But he'll throw you the ball, but 78.6% of his passes were on target last year. That's a really good number. He also has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
They just drafted Ebuke, right, from Ohio State, they have a two-headed monster in the running game, and both those guys, well, Bucky Irvin's can catch the ball out of the backfield. Bucky Irvin's going to be a poor man's version of Bijan Robinson because of where he was drafted.
Yeah, Diet Bijan.
But I just think the weapons around him, he's finally comfortable. He's got everything he needs to be that Oklahoma Baker Mayfield, and that's what we saw last year.
Yeah, it's just so funny because, like I said, we have the same like pool of players in our top six. I think when you look at it, and I'm looking at Matthew Stafford thinking all the same things, like Kyron Williams, contract extension, Puka, all these different pieces over there. I'm like, man, I just really believe in them. I also think that what kind of separated me when I looked at Matthew Stafford as opposed to Baker Mayfield, and this should not weigh in, but you've had a lot more success against Baker Mayfield the last couple of years than you probably should have. And it's like the opposite of how I feel like the Kyler Murray effect. Like, yeah, you've actually done pretty well.
And he's done well. He's not done terrible against us. And the other thing is we play him twice.
Yep.
And one of those is going to be on Thursday night in Tampa Bay. That bothers me.
Yeah.
And you also play in the first game of the season, which you never know what you're going to get then either.
The Stafford game is a primetime game as well. It's Monday night, if I'm not mistaken, in December next
year.
Mercedes-Benz. Yeah.
So it's a little bit more, for me, it's a little bit more because we're going to be hyped, right? Hopefully. Yeah. So I think it's interesting. I know that our one and two are identical. I just know it.
Yeah. You want to go ahead?
Yeah. I'll say what my two is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My second one is Jaden Daniels. Yeah. I mean, there's no way he can't be. Look, he's already played his way to in the top 10 of quarterbacks in just 1 year. They've done a good job of adding weapons for him. But this guy, was 78% of his passes were on target last year. He ran for almost 1,000 yards. He had 891 yards last year rushing, 6 touchdowns. I think he had 150 of it against us, if I'm not mistaken. 55 of his carries last season resulted in a first down in a rookie's campaign where he only threw 9 picks and 25 touchdowns. He will go eclipse 4,000 yards this year if he stays on this trajectory. He might rush for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
There's no way he's not the second best quarterback we face this year.
The only hesitation I had with it, and I think that our game was a microcosm of this, is there's two different versions of Jaden Daniels. And Cliff Kingsbury was, and we've talked about it before, he's getting a lot of love as far as head coaching positions last year with what they did with his offense. Go back and look at the game against the Falcons. It was almost to me like the first half was Cliff Kingsbury going, okay, this is what we want you to do. And then the second half was Jaden Daniels going, all right, this is what I'm going to do so that we go win the game. Like, this is obviously not working. Our game plan is not working. I'm going to take this into my own hands and I'm going to scramble and I'm going to go win the game. And I just think that, I think that's great. But I think it eventually Jaden Daniels has got to mold himself into playing within the system. And I think he will. He was just a rookie last year. That's why I have him at two, because the upside's there. But I'm curious to see where that goes this year.
Can I push back slightly? I don't think that was Jaden Daniels saying, I'm going to do this. I think Cliff Kingsbury was like, I got nothing. This is what you need to do. Run. If you drop back. Like, I think
we're arriving at the same point
there. We are, but I just always felt like, here's the thing. I think this is the last year in Washington for Cliff Kingsbury. One way or the other, either they're going to continue to grow an offense so much that he gets a head coaching opportunity again, or it's going to be the same thing that happened in Houston with CJ Stroud, where they're not going to change what they're doing, and teams are going to be like, well, this is the same type of protection I had. These are the same call. Nothing's changed. We know on film what they're doing, and it's going to break down a little bit, and they're going to struggle. I think the difference in Houston and C.J. Stroud and in Washington and Jaden Daniels is that Cliff Kingsbury is going to say, Jaden, you're a good runner. You're an elite running guy. Run. Go. Because to me, that's all they did last year. That was Cliff Kingsbury's second half adjustment was like, run.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're arriving at the same thing, and I'll get to one. I think one's very obvious, but I will say that, like, I don't know that any coordinator is just going to be like, hey, I don't have anything. You need to take off running. Like, for the most part, they're all going to just lie to you.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, no, here's the plan. We're going to slide protection, and all the well-knowing he's going to step up and take off for 30 yards. That's going to be a good idea.
Can I guess your one? Can I guess who's at one for you? Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May. That's it. That's the one. I will say, and obviously it's Josh Allen. The one aspect I wanted to bring into this was you have these two guys in back-to-back games. Thank God that there is a bye week sandwich between Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen.
That's the only good thing about the bye week.
That's the only good thing about where the bye week is at. I completely agree. Week 5 bye week, you're like, what? Oh, my God, it comes between Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, though, and the fact that because Josh Allen's going to beat the hell out of you, and then Jaden Daniels is going to juke the crap. Like, you're going to be so banged and battered that Jaden Daniels is like, whoop, whoop.
Boom. Well, so week 4 is the Washington Commanders, and then you get the week 5 bye, and you get week 6 Buffalo Bills. So I'm with you. I think you're going to be exhausted after the Commanders game on defense, chasing him all over the place. You're going to get the week 5 bye to get back to help, and then you're going to get hit in the mouth by Josh Allen and whenever he decides to take off and run, or he's part of that run game, which usually only comes for them on, the 3rd-and-2 situations. So, yeah, man, but it's like we talked about earlier, and I know we're going to keep going over this, and obviously you guys can weigh in on the social media as well, what you think about our quarterback list, but the biggest takeaway was I didn't realize, I think the load is just a little bit lighter as far as the quarterback. So it's very top heavy. You're playing a, you know, the reigning MVP. You are playing, and you had to play Patrick Mahomes last year and Jalen Hurts and all these other guys. But from top to bottom, as it sits right now, I don't know that it's that group. Now, you know, like we talked about earlier, like Bo Nix ended up being that guy. Mm-hmm. You didn't think that preseason, but he ended up being that guy out in Denver. So we'll see.
Yeah, and I think, look, you don't know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. You don't know what the second year in full starting season of Drake May is going to be. You don't know who's starting in Indy. You don't know who's starting in New Orleans. Is Sam Darnold going to take, you know, is he going to be the guy he was in Minnesota and Seattle?
I have a hard time believing it.
Is Justin Fields finally going to, the light going to click, and he's going to be that guy? Those are, I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 unknowns, and then you throw in, what is Drake May? Do you have potentially the potential for 6 unknowns? Problem is, Minnesota's really good on defense. The Jets have been good on defense, and they went and hired a defensive-minded guy who we all know and love. The Saints are a rivalry game, and one of those games is going to be in New Orleans, so, you know, Taysom Hill might pop up and run for 200 yards, and he might be the quarterback that game. Like, you never know. That's the problem with the NFL. I am still unknown on what Kyler Murray will be in this league after, what, 6, 7 seasons? Because one game he's great, and the next game he's not very good. So that you could throw that in for a 7th potential unknown at quarterback. If the defense takes a step, Allie, we're in a good place.
Well, there are just so many unknowns, but we do have Mike and Bo's picks up on Twitter. If you want to weigh in on this, do you agree? Did they miss someone at 929 Morning Shift? And coming up, Dion's got some thoughts on college salaries, and he is making it known. We'll cover that when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
We are.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9, the game. I've got Mike to my left, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, cover the Bucks' Tristan Wirfs. But first, Deion Sanders is out at Big 12 Media Days, and he is making his opinion known on college salaries.
I wish it was a cap. You know, like, the top of the line player makes this, and if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000, and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense. And you're talking about equality, not equality, like equal, I guess it's equality. And all you have to do is look at the playoffs and see what those teams spent, and you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25, $30 million to a darn freshman class. It's crazy. We're not complaining because all these coaches up here could coach their butts off and give them the right opportunity with the right players and play here and there, you'll be there. But it's what's going on right now don't make sense. And we want to say stuff, but we're trying to be professional. But you're going to see the same teams darn near at the end and with somebody who sneaks up in there. But the team that pays the most is going to be there in it.
Bo, I think I saw you're getting back up on Twitter that Deion's timing of this is a little suspect.
It is. It's very suspect because, his family and have benefited from the system that's in without one. And if you can say that it's about, you know, now that schools can pay, maybe that's what he's referring to, which is fine. I think that a lot of kids have gotten paid over more than they are valued at. But it's just now you want a cap. You didn't say anything about it before, but now I don't know what the question was. Was he asked, should there be a cap based on the players getting paid from the schools? Maybe. I don't know. Also, he just signed a top high school recruit in Julian Juju Lewis from Georgia who reclassified and was going the whole time to USC. All of a sudden, he changed, and now he got. So I think the timing is suspect. Do I agree with Deion? I do. I think he's right. I just think the timing is suspect.
I guess I would categorize a five-star quarterback or a starting quarterback as your high-profile players.
But he's a freshman. They've never done it. But that's the same to me as the rookie salary cap back in the NFL. I view it the same. Like, how do you come in making more than guys that have proven they can do it in college football?
Yeah, but there's no draft in college football, so I just look at it as like a draft capital thing when the NFL – like a five-star quarterback, that's going to be the market for a five-star quarterback. I think what he's speaking on – and he says this at the very beginning of the clip. The first thing he says is your high-profile players are one thing, but the backups are a different one. Five-star quarterbacks coming out of high school, what is there every year? Like, 5 or 6? I don't even know the number. They're going to get money. I don't think that's what he's worried about. I think a Shedeur Sanders, a Travis Hunter, those guys are going to get – they are high-profile players, right? Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. Yeah. Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah. High-profile players are going to get money. That's not what Deion's saying in that clip. He's saying the guys that are backups that are literally being lured away, that are depleting every other part of your team – you can't compete with that. And I don't have a problem at all with him going that direction about it. I really don't. I think that because I don't think he's talking about the Julian Lewis of the world. Julian, anybody could have probably outbid Colorado for Julian Lewis. We saw Bryce Underwood make, $10 million going to Michigan. We've seen LSU try to match numbers like that. I know that there's numbers for Oregon and Oklahoma and everybody else, Texas.
How did Deion build his team? How did Deion build Colorado through the transfer portal when you know there was NIL? When he built Colorado to get back, he basically kicked half the freaking team off and then brought players in. You think the players just went – they didn't go – they went there for multiple reasons. They were backups other places, knew they got a chance to start, and they were probably getting a little bit in their bank account because that's how college football's been the last 5 years.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying that he's talking about is that there's a massive, massive – discrepancy between what some teams in the Big 12 can pay and other teams in the Big 12 can pay.
That's been college football for 100 years. That's college football for 100 years has been the haves and have-nots. We have a problem with it now.
Yeah, because there's actual from it. Because you have people actually buying championships outright through straight-up money. Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of College football, I got news for you, ain't the same now as it was 100 years ago.
I don't disagree, but but how ironic it is that the same, I don't know, I mean, you go 100 years, you got to go, now you get into armies and navies. But let's go back to like the 70s, the same teams that were good in the 70s, Ohio State, Alabama, early 80s, Georgia, Penn State, Michigan. Oh, those teams are still the teams that are in the playoffs every year. So as much as things have changed, they haven't changed that much. It's always going to be we can add 50 freaking teams to the college football playoff. At the end of the day, it's always going to have Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, now Florida probably back in it. You know, the Miamis of the world, Clemson is worked, Texas, Oklahoma. Those are always going to be the teams in it. That's because those are football powerhouses.
I think all he's trying to say is that's not a fair system, and I completely agree with him.
Well, I hate it for him, but that's the system, and it's not changing.
It should.
Well, there's never going to be.
You just said you agreed with what he was saying,
I agree.
And now it sounds like you don't.
No, I agree with it, but I'm not one to hear someone complaining who's benefited from the system the way it was. He benefited as a player when he was at Florida State in it. He benefited as a coach when he left an HBCU school, took the three best players he had with him to Colorado, paid them handsomely, and then took other teams' backups to make Colorado a better team.
So you're saying he's right. You don't want to hear it from him. You want to hear it from somebody else. But the problem is his megaphone is much bigger than any other Big 12 coach.
My stance has been on this the entire time. I am glad he's saying something. It's ironic that he says something now. Not when he was benefiting from it, but once he's already benefited from it. When he was able to pay his kids and Travis Hunter good money. When he was able to take other teams' backups, pay them a little bit more than they were getting there, and build his program up. Now he says something. Because he doesn't want the same thing happening to him. Yes, it's ironic now.
We got to move on because there's some interesting stuff going on with the NFL right now that I'm going to need you guys to break down. The NFL and the NFL Players Association agreed to keep collusion findings secret. There's lawsuits involved now. What's going on, Bo?
There's a multitude of things. First, let's start with the fact that apparently they had paused the collusion litigation after the ruling. And the agreement was what it would end whenever one of the sides wanted it to. And I think that started on January 14th of this year. Well, it's now ended because of, what is his name, Howell?
Lloyd Howell.
Lloyd Howell and his basically he got. They called him out, and he goes, well, I better end this. I better make a rule. I better go ahead and, you know, file against this and make myself look good. But now we take it a step further because the NFLPA has hired an outside law firm to review Howell's dealings, okay? Last month, per the NFLPA, hired Ronald C., I believe, Machen of Wilmer Hale Firm to work with a special committee of players to review Howell's activities as the executive director. Now it went from he got on this thing to he's done.
Yeah, he's cooked.
It's going to be a bad deal for him.
Me and Allie were walking in the studio this morning. I said, this guy's cooked.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that as a director of the NFLPA. It's just you. And we, you know, you have your ups and downs. We talked about DeMaurice Smith earlier, but you cannot ever do anything as the director of the NFLPA that puts the players in a situation where they don't have all the facts. And that's exactly what you did. I don't know if there is, something deeper here where, you know, he's going to be in a lot of trouble or if this is just him simply not doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it's an awful look for the director of the NFLPA to have been in cahoots with the owners of making sure they keep something secret.
Yeah, definitely don't want to be in his seat
today.
Don't
want to sign off on that.
Well, we don't have time to cover Tristan Wirfs right now, but we're going to get to that on the other side, along with we got to cover the Braves. They won. They won out in Sacramento. Got to talk about that. And we have a mic'd up on the way.
We got a mic'd up coming up. And look, there are just certain moments in a dad's life where it is just pressure packed, the Super Bowl, if you will. I got one of those coming up on Saturday, and we'll talk about it. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Bo's here. Mike's here. I'm here. I'm Allie Mack. And Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to the Braves in a moment, but we had to pause on in the huddle for a moment because we ran out of time. Tristan Wirfs news, though. Apparently, he's going to be out for the start of the season after having knee surgery.
What a massive piece of news. What an underrated massive piece of news. That, guys, this is not like, oh, they're going to be missing their starting offensive line. Like, Tristan Wirfs is on a, like, Hall of Fame trajectory in terms of the way he plays the left tackle position for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm talking about, like, you know, in the likes of, like, Trent Williams. Trent Williams, obviously an incredible left tackle out in San Francisco for years. Tristan Wirfs is the best pass-blocking left tackle in the NFL right now. So this is not just a matter of, like, well, they're missing a starter. No, they're missing the best starting left tackle in the NFL right now.
And he's probably the only starting left tackle that can be standing in a pool and jump out of the water and onto the what do you call the pool concrete?
I don't know, the deck, the sidewalk.
Edge of the pool. Have you ever seen this guy? Google it.
Dude.
He can literally, he's standing straight up and like, well, I guess what, it's the shallow end, I guess.
Yeah, 4 foot. Probably.
But his knees are underwater and he jumps out of the pool onto the concrete where you walk around the pool.
That's insane.
He is as athletically gifted as you'll find a offensive lineman in the NFL. I do not like to just take joy in the injury of someone because it sucks for him and it's not fair. And I hate injuries for anyone, but whew. I mean, we're going to see him in December, but at least we don't got to see him in September.
Well, here's my question about that, because this is saying he'll be out at least the first four games, but knee surgery, I mean, how many games would that really be?
It just all depends. I mean, that's one of those things that you don't ever know. They're all so different. It's not like trajectory of an Achilles or an ACL or a Tommy John. Like, when you talk about a knee and getting it scoped or cleaned out, there's just so many different variables, how it responds. What the swelling's like, if they had to remove anything, like everything that goes into that. It's just, look, I don't know how good he'll be throughout the second half of the year. I'm guessing that's kind of what we're talking about right here. But the fact that you got Tampa in week one was a head scratcher for me from the beginning. But man, when I saw this news yesterday, I was like, that is just a massive thing.
And look, we don't know what it is. I mean, was it just scar tissue?
Right.
Clean up. I think that's, he's going to start in the pup, so they expected to miss 4 weeks. You know, if it was even a meniscus, a slight meniscus tear or something, that some people, that can be like 6 months recovery. When did he have it? I don't recall. It says it was on Tuesday, but was it on Tuesday or is that when they told us that he had it? See, like, I don't know. There's all kinds of things, but if they thought he was going to be out for the season, I think they'd have put, I guess they still would have done the pup list. That makes sense because it doesn't count against them. So you don't know, but I know that he won't be in September. That's all we know. And for the Falcons, that's a good thing because now they have young pass rushers and Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebiketie going against backup. But that's not been an issue for teams against us in the past. So hopefully this is going to be the first thing where it's like, dude, don't let Baker Mayfield throw all over you and only get him on the ground. And when I mean on the ground, just quarterback hits like 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to take advantage of this. I mean, hell, just put everybody on the left side. I don't care. Don't put anybody over there. Just put everybody on the left side.
Well, I don't think anyone can blame you if you did not stay up for the Braves game last night. After the first outing, we were all feeling a little way yesterday about the Braves. But today, much different game to talk about. They won last night against the A's 9-2. Drake Baldwin went 2-for-5 and helped Atlanta get off to a big start with a 3-run home run. Acuna hit a pair of solo home runs. Austin Riley, Ozuna, they both got home runs. And Bryce Elder only allowed 2 runs on 8 hits over 6 innings.
Yeah, he was really good last night. He was getting a lot of swing and misses. I want to say it's 15 on the sinker. He's been so good at. And honestly, this part kind of plays into what he is. This place has turned into the launching pad. I think it's been vice versa for he and Spencer Strider all year. He's more of a ground ball pitcher when he is good, and Spencer Strider gives up the fly balls. That's why the home runs have been flying out a lot this year with Spencer Strider. So hopefully he can get right tonight in terms of the fly balls. But, yeah, Bryce Elder was good last night. This was the best version of Bryce Elder. I also think the A's just could not figure him out for whatever reason. Usually his sinker, splitter, whatever you want to call it, usually that's a contact pitch, and they were just swinging and missing on it last night, which you don't usually see. So I don't know what the future is for Bryce Elder. I think this game is kind of a one-off in terms of, you know, whatever you can expect from him, but it was nice to see him kind of reinvigorate for one night.
Yeah, he's not as bad as the version we saw that Friday night against the Phillies, but I don't know if he's expected to be near as good as he was against the Giants with like the 12 or 13 strikeout game. I think you nailed it. This is the best version. This is what, if you think what you want the average start from Bryce Elder to be, it's 6 innings, couple earned runs, going to give up 5 to 7, 8 hits, and strike out 5 to 7 batters. Like, that is absolutely, if you said, just tell me what you, if I could give you a couple options, that would be the one I took every time, because that's what a fifth starter, that's the best version of any fifth starter in baseball. Right now, it just so happens to be like your third starter.
I also think it's just crazy because yesterday, we were talking about Ronald Acuna, and you asked, what are the, I think it was, which one? Are they more likely to win the series or Ronald Acuna win the home run derby? I didn't think either one were going to happen. And then Ronald Acuna just laughing in my face goes and hits 2 dingers last night. And I'm like, where did the back soreness go?
Right.
Maybe he is going to be in the home run derby. I don't know. Or maybe, sitting out with the back thing was just like Bo brought up earlier. Maybe it was just a, you know, a trick to get a day off and maybe get him out of the home run derby. I don't know. But, man, it was nice to see him get back to hitting with power last night.
Yeah, so if I asked that question today, which is more likely, would you say both or what would it be? Because we have Strider on the mound
tonight. I would
still
go with the series only because I've – you know, you never know with these derbies. Anything can happen. The way it's set up now, you have to just completely perform every time. The guy throwing you the ball could be off. Yeah. And I just trust Spencer Strider going on the mound against an Athletics team. And this club may be feeling themselves and knowing that they should win this series. I trust that a little bit more than the unknown of other guys. And you still don't even know who all the guys that are competing against Acuna. Yeah. In the I don't know. I just think that those derbies are a little bit more of a farce than a baseball game with a stud pitcher going.
I agree with you. I am a little bit worried about Spencer Strider tonight, though, because this, like I said, this park out there, and I don't even know, are we calling them Sacramento A's? Like, is that what we're doing, or the California A's? Or
they're the Oakland A's until they officially have a new home.
All right. But I just think that park, balls are just flying out of that park right now. And when I look at Spencer Strider and the way he throws, He's been prone to giving up home runs when he's not good. And if we don't see the best version where he's keeping the ball down in the zone and actually painting the black, then I think the ball could start flying out on him tonight. So hopefully he's able to get that in order. But, yeah, I mean, I think just from if you just looked at any series, it's tied 1-1, and you look at how hard it is to actually win a home run derby, I would have to go with the series at this point for sure.
Do you think he lets it fly tonight knowing he won't make a start for a week?
I hope not. What's the upside?
Just see what you got.
No, I don't need to see what he's got, dude. I like this guy coming off elbow surgery when every other starter on your team is out with injury. No, I'm good, man. I just want him to go. As a matter of fact, I don't care if he gets shelled. Like, I don't even care if he gets shelled.
Welcome
just
to being the ace.
Go out and throw 94 tonight. You're good.
Then Grant Holmes would be like, I'm the ace of the staff of the Atlanta Braves.
I don't need to see him empty the tank. Like, I'm solid on that. I think we know what Spencer Strider's capable of when he's great, and if he's – you know, look, if he's locating the ball tonight and doing all those things, I think that'd be awesome.
He just can't get frustrated with himself because then you see it on his face. It's so emotional.
Yeah.
Then it really would be like a Kenny Powers moment for Grant Holmes. It would be like that in Eastbound and Down. He's like, he says, the Will Ferrell character says something that's like not necessarily a compliment. And he's like, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Oh, well. You shouldn't, but I am. That's what Grant Holmes be like. I'm going to take it as a compliment.
All right, man. Let's talk about some more pressure pack situations. And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. A couple of situations have popped up recently on the show that have reminded me about just pressure packed moments for the guys out there. All right. And look, this is not, it doesn't have to just be a guy thing with some of these things, but I know that for me, as the man of the house, that like there are pressure-packed moments. I talked about it earlier coming off the weekend. I suddenly was thrown into a situation where I was grilling and eight people were going to be eating. I didn't know this was going to happen when I fired up the grill. And suddenly my wife is looking at me like, when are the ribs going to be done? And I'm like, dude, there's a lot of pressure to deliver for a group of eight hungry people on a sunny Saturday with water slides going to be able to pull those ribs off the grill and for them to actually be tender. Dylan also brought up the whole bug thing about how he gets here. Like, there's a lot of pressure when the wife's like, hey, come kill this bug. There's a roach in here. It's like, all right, man, this is my time to shine. I have to step up to the plate. If I am all of a sudden, if I can't capture this thing, if it runs away from me and you know, tucks under a baseboard, wife's going to be a little bit let down. So I started going down this list, and I do have one coming up that I want to talk about this weekend, but here's a couple of other ones that I came up with. I don't know how often any of y'all have ever done this. Have you ever had to back a trailer? Have you any of y'all ever had to back a trailer?
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing more pressure-packed for a guy than having to back the trailer. I don't know if it's a parking spot or a boat ramp or
one right there.
Like
the boat ramp?
Dude, everybody's looking at you.
Dude.
They're like, hurry up, dude. Get the boat in the water. And you're like, left. Right, left, right, left, right. Oh, my God.
Allie, the worst trailers in the world are the landscape trailers and the boat trailers with no boat on them.
Oh,
because
dude.
They turn on a dime. Oh. And, I mean, you can be going what you think is straight, and it'll be turning on you. It is, and when you get a busy day in the summer at a boat ramp, and maybe a boat ramp that's got one ramp out of service, and there's only three to begin with. Yeah. Now you're down to two, and everybody's waiting to get their boat out or put their boat in. Oh man, that is when you're you get puckered.
Pressure pack situation.
There's a puckering coming on.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So I've got grilling for groups, right, and squashing bugs back in the trailer. One more before I get to what I'll be doing on Saturday. Changing a flat tire. Like anything with the car, but like when a tire goes flat, it's like everybody's looking at you, man. Like don't wait for anybody else to move, buddy. Like this is on you. You better know where the spare is located, where the tire iron's located, how to get the lug nuts off, everything. Like you are in the crosshairs. Like this is your moment. It's time to rise up.
And there's a system to it. Every man should know how to change a tire.
Now, I agree.
I don't change. If my truck gets a flat when I leave here, I'm calling AAA. You know why? Because I don't carry a jack in my truck that can raise my truck off the ground.
Really? Your jack doesn't get high enough?
The one that they give you doesn't, because I've got 22s on there. So
there was a pause in there a little bit.
Yeah,
Dylan,
something in there.
You can change it. You know how to change a tire.
Correct.
Okay.
And have before on the side of the road.
See, and it's I've done it too. Not fun.
Nope.
Not fun at all. It's a big moment. It's a big moment in a man's life or a woman's life if you're out there changing tires as well. That leads me to what I'm going to be doing on Saturday.
Okay.
It's a game of Tetris. All right. I will be packing the car, the roof rack, for a week trip with my kids to go to the beach. I have a 4-year-old son, a 3-year-old daughter, a wife who loves to overpack, and we'll be staying at the beach for 7 days. All right. There is no moment like a Super Bowl for a man when he is packing the car for a 7-day trip to the beach. I'm talking about just chairs and fans and at least I don't have to bring the pack and play like I used to when I had a baby. But
the beach cart,
dude. The beach cart. You know, I'll be bringing Beersby or whatever you call the beach game. Like bringing like kiddie swimming pools probably for the back deck. Like this is it.
Yeah.
The sunscreen bags, the flip flops, the floaties. I have to find a way to get all this stuff in the roof luggage rack. And I'm just telling you right now, I've already mapped it out in my head. Like I have a diagram written out where I'm like, all right, the chair's got to go up front. They're the flat ones. On top of that will be this. I'm going to pack this bag in the back, maybe a floor fan for the living room on this one. Like it's freaking go time in the Johnson house.
It's very similar to packing a U-Haul.
Yeah.
Very similar. Now I'm not a roof rack guy, but I have a truck.
Sure.
And you have it. You do too, but you're taking the wife's SUV.
Yeah, yeah. She's got the rear screen, so they can watch movies. Yeah, I got to take
smart,
that.
Smart.
I am when we travel a lot of times because of the if we're driving to where we're going with suitcase, two garbage bags over a suitcase, throw it in the back.
No kidding.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, that's I ain't messing with that stuff in the cab.
Like my kids are gonna get their own bag for their toys. Like pack what toys you want to. It goes in this 12x24 suitcase, okay? I only got a certain amount of room for your dinosaurs. Pack them in there. Yeah, T-Rex can come too. Throw him in there too. Yeah, it's big, big day of Saturday.
This is why we were playing Tetris when we were little. It's for that moment.
It was all building up to this.
Well, coming up, you've got the wake-up call. Jump on the show with us, 404-726-0929. What is your pressure-packed moment? Are you packing the truck like Mike is for a family vacation? Killing bugs, grills, trying to make sure the food is ready on time. I know my husband felt that one. back the trailer on the boat ramp. What is your pressure-packed moment where you're just thinking, oh, my gosh, everyone's looking at me? And what quarterbacks are you worried about this season with the Falcons? 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.